16-8. Marlette leads by 8 in Harbor Beach.
Apparently looks like the Red Raiders are going to be going for the last shot. 33 seconds left on the clock.
Quady feeds into the right block to Dale. Kicks it back out to McClatchy for 3. No good. Rebound still loose and brought in by Isaac Dale. Goes up strong and he gets it to fall for 2 points. Isaac Dale's first points of the night. Extends it back out to 10. Ties their largest lead. 15 seconds left in this first. Cody Seaman at the top of the key being guarded by number 4, Hunter Kelly. Over to Brady Kirsch, right wing. 9 seconds left. Feeds in Jason Gaffney, right block, goes up for the layup, and it's in for 2 points. Go to the bread and butter, and it's 1 second left, and that brings us to the end of the first quarter. Marlette leading by 8 points, 18-10 over Harbor Beach on the WLEW Sports Network.
Dearest Colette, it has been a fortnight since I last received your correspondence, and I have treasured it deeply. I write to you now in the hopes that this message receives you well, though I know not when or even if you shall receive it. Lord willing, then my love shall reach you. Sincerely, Reginald. And now hit send.
What? No bars? No! No! Oh, no!
Is your outdated phone or inconsistent cell service making you feel out of touch with the modern world? It's time to leap into the future with 4G LTE service from Thumb Cellular. The guaranteed best coverage and most dependable service throughout the Thumb area, the latest smartphones, and local offices you can stop into in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit Thumb Cellular today, and then you'll know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. Marlette leads Harbor Beach 18-10 after the first quarter. Marlette actually came out to a 12-2 lead before Harbor Beach brought it back within 4. And Marlette extended it back out to 10, now to 8. Marlette gets the inbound. Andrew Storm, top of the key, dribbling to the left wing. And now into the hands of Marcus Armstrong. Back into Storm in the corner, launches a 3. No. Rebound Ethan Guza. Rebounds are tied at 3-3. A lot of made shots in that first quarter. Brady Kirsch into the lane, gets it stripped away and into the hands of McClatchy. Andrew Storm, left wing, launches a 3. No. In and out, rebound Jason Gaffney.
Now this is amazing. Storm had how many points in the first quarter?
10.
He had 10. And he's going for the trays now in this quarter.
And Ryan Seaman responds with a 3 from his own from the left wing. And brings Harbor Beach back within 5, 18-13, with 7:10 remaining in the first half. Marlette with the ball and a 5-point lead. Andrew Storm across the timeline, right to left across your radio. Brady Kirsch guarding from 10 feet. Next dead ball will have a substitution from Marlette.
Ethan McKinney was all set to check in.
Andrew Storm left wing, skip pass to the right corner, back out to the right wing. Andrew Storm left wing, and we have a 3-second call against Charles McClatchy. We know how big of a fan you are on that one.
It's got to be the worst call in basketball, but I'll tell you what, the Pirates will take it in this one. 18-13.
It's a turnover for Marlette, the fourth of this game. Harbor Beach with 4 as well. Cody Seaman, right wing, down to the baseline. Jump stop, back out to Ryan Seaman, top of the key. Ethan Guza and Jason Gaffney at the post. They feed it to Jason Gaffney against Isaac Dale. Goes up strong and in for 2 points. Jason Gaffney has 6 points. Harbor Beach within 3.
He was guarded by Isaac Dale, and Isaac Dale just went ahead and let him have it. He doesn't want to pick up that second foul.
Andrew Storm against Kirsch, left wing, now to the free throw line, down to the right block, and we have a whistle. It will be on the floor. Marlette ball underneath their own hoop. It will go against Ethan Guza. That's his first and Harbor Beach's 4th team foul. Armstrong, Marcus Armstrong inbounding for Marlette into Andrew Storm, left corner. Down the baseline, and he loses it, but Isaac Dale's there to scoop it up. Isaac Dale at the top of the key, over to Sean Quady. Dribbling, thought about launching the 3, does not. Ethan McKinney does instead of the left wing, and he gets the fall. Ethan McKinney with 3 points, back out to a 6-point lead for the Red Raiders. Harbor Beach trying to respond. Ryan Seaman into Ethan Guza, right wing. Goes up for the shot. No, it's tipped away. Ethan Guza with his own rebound. Ryan Seaman for three. This is tipped as well. Ethan Guza with another offensive board. At the right block, Cody Seaman throws it straight out of bounds. Intended for Brady Kirsch, 8 feet away. Turnover, Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach getting some decent looks. Feed it inside, but nothing falling.
Well, you know, they're going to have to go to what really is working for them, and that is right down the middle and with Jason Gaffke. Plus, it also puts Isaac Dale into foul jeopardy if they can get a call on the inside.
And we have a travel against Ethan McKinney. Gives the ball back to Harbor Beach. 15 turnover for Marlette. Substitution coming in. Charles McClatchy replaces Isaac Dale. That's his first breather of this game. Marlette leads by 6, 21-15. In Harbor Beach.
Another great coaching move by Coach Storm. I think he could sense that Isaac Dale was going to pick up his second any time.
Jason Gaffke, right elbow to the low post to Cody Seaman, and we have a whistle. It's going to be a reach against Marlette. This will be the sixth team foul for the red jerseys, and the foul goes against number 22, Marcus Armstrong. That's two fouls for him. Substitution, Hunter Kelly comes back in, replaces Armstrong. So foul trouble for Marlette. Barrett George with two, Marcus Armstrong with two.
And that foul occurred right in the area where Isaac Dale would have been.
Jason Gaffke gets the inbound, kicks it out to Brady Kirsch, left elbow, down to the left post, goes up for the shot. It is tipped out of bounds. Good block. Could have nearly been a jump ball. Harbor Beach ball out of bounds. Cody Seaman inbounding. Screen patterns across the lane. Brady Kirsch gets the inbound and does not get it to fall, and it's stripped out of bounds. Marlette ball. Tyler Vollmering replaces Brady Kirsch for Harbor Beach. So let's take you through the lineups right now for Marlette. Number four, Hunter Kelly, inbounding to Sean Quady, the freshman. Right block is number two, Charles McClatchy. Left block is Andrew Storm at the moment. Left wing is Ethan McKinney. Hunter Kelly to Quady, top of the key for three. He nailed it. Quady wide open, first points of the night. Back out to a 9-point lead. Cody Seaman wasting no time. Pulls up from the left elbow for the jump shot. No good. Rebound, Ethan Guza, and he is fouled. This will result in 1-1, or even potentially two shots. Fouls against number two, Charles McClatchy. And we are shooting two shots. They're saying Ethan Guza was in the act of shooting. He has three offensive boards in this quarter alone. First free throw from Guza is good.
Beautiful rotation on that shot.
He has 1 point. Harbor Beach within eight. 4.5 to play in the first half. Marlette 24, Harbor Beach 16. Ethan Guza, second free throw is up, and this one's off the mark. And we have a whistle, and it's going to be a push against, I'd like to guess, Jason Gaffke. Indeed it is. That's his second. Harbor Beach's fifth. 4.5 to play in the first half. Substitution, Brady Kirsch for Harbor Beach replaces Jason Gaffke. So they're going to make sure he is not in foul trouble early in this game.
That's a huge loss with 4 minutes to go, especially when you're trying to play catch-up.
Isaac Dale, though, also on the bench for Marlette. Harbor Beach going to take advantage of that. Andrew Storm spins his way into the lane. Shot is no good. Rebound, Brady Kirsch. He's at the right wing of Harbor Beach to Tyler Vollmering in the corner. One dribble, skip pass, left wing to Cody Seaman down to the baseline, over to Ethan Guza. Up for 2 points, no good. Rebound still loose, and Ethan Guza gets his hand in that, and that is going to go to Harbor Beach. Ethan Guza with a nice second effort gives the ball back to the Pirates.
Now that's four puppies that the Pirates have missed, and they're going to have to start cashing into those if they're going to go ahead and get back to this ball game.
Isaac Dale checks back in, replaces Charles McClatchy. So Ethan Guza is going to have to hole up Isaac Dale as best as he can. 4:02 left in the first half. Into Ethan Guza on the inbound. Trying to get back to Cody Seaman, and finally do it the right wing.
I'd give it right back to him.
Top of the key, Ryan Seaman. He's hit 1-3 tonight. Brady Kirsch left wing. Into Tyler Vollmering, and it's stripped away by Isaac Dale. Andrew Storm in transition for 2 points. He has 12. Harbor Beach with six turnovers. They trail by 10 points. Cody Seaman to Brady Kirsch in the left corner. This one's short. Rebound, Ethan Guza. And he is fouled on the putback by Sean